This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Alan D., Big O, how do you think our team matches against the Chargers? A win. I picked them to beat the Cardinals. I picked them to beat the Rams. Picking them to beat the Chargers. See,
is this right? The Chargers have lost, what, five in a row, I think?
Yeah, something like that. And I had
Not on Herbert, the whole team. Yeah.
I talked to Fernando Ramirez today, the beat writer for the Chargers. I had him on my show on Onside, and I asked him about that. I said, it doesn't look like it's Herbert's issue while they're losing. He was like, no, it's not. It's just they find different ways to lose. The defense has a terrible quarter, all of that stuff. I think Miami wins on Sunday. I really do. I think they beat the Chargers. But then again, if I pick them against the Rams and I pick them against the Cardinals, how am I not going to pick them against the Chargers? You know what I mean? Both those teams are better than the Chargers right now. Let me give you a little piece of advice, because I've noticed it with fans over the years that it happens, and it happens to a lot of fans. We love our teams so much that we build up our expectations, and then we build up what we think is realism. And then when the team doesn't meet our realism, which is not really realistic, we then get mad at the team. And so I don't want you thinking that you're going to win all the games that are left. And then if you lose two or three from here on out, and you end up 10-6, you should be ecstatic and not pissed off because you thought they were a 13-3 team. When at the beginning of the year and starting year two of a rebuild, coming off five wins, you would have never thought 13. You understand? So try not to do that to yourself, because I've watched fans over the years, and then they end up calling me and they end up texting me and reaching out to me and pissed off and yelling, and they should have been this and they should have been that. And really, they shouldn't be that, because they're not that good. And really, they're not a 13-3 team. So there's no real reason that they should run the table from here on out. You know? So let's enjoy it week to week. Let's enjoy the rebuild and the progress that we're making, the massive amount of progress that we're making in such a short time. Think about this. A lot of people at the beginning of last year thought we were thinking about, me too, 3 to 4 years down the line is when we would start seeing the light of day and playoffs and things like that. In year two, we're in the middle of possibly making the playoffs. So let's not get ahead of ourselves and already put them in the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game. Let's just enjoy this week against the Chargers. That's all. That's it. Let's embrace this week. Let's support the team. Let's watch it. Let's talk about it. Let's react. And then we'll move on to the next week. But let's not talk about December right now when we're not even in December. And we don't know what's going to happen. So let's take it easy. You know, we haven't been here in a long time where we actually have a franchise now that knows what the hell they're doing. We got a front office. We got a coach. We got a team. We got a quarterback. Let's enjoy it, man. Let's enjoy this process. Let's enjoy week to week. Let's just enjoy this right here. You know? Last week, we watched them win into a second start. The kid balled. They were missing five coaches. They were missing a few players, too. And they were able to overcome all that. And players got injured during the game, and they overcame that and won it. So now we got maybe Wilkins and Van Noy out, right? And there's a couple of other guys, too, that are kind of banged up. Let's just enjoy this moment. That's all. No reason to think so far ahead right now. Samuel Robina gives us a little love on the Super Chat. Big O, these next 4 weeks are crucial for the Finns. On paper, we should win. If we go out and handle business, we should be playoff bound. Yeah. That we could. There's no doubt. You're 5-3. You got a great shot at going 6-3. So that means you got seven more games and you've won six already. Hell yeah, you're going to be Super Bowl. Speaking of getting ahead, you're playoff bound. Yeah, you got a shot at the playoffs. Yes, I'm with you all the way. Let's see, what else do we have here? Big O, haven't the Heat made us feel like anything is possible? This team can win 12 games. Or are you talking about, I think you meant the Dolphins, not the Heat. 12 is a lot, man. It's a lot. You're asking for, the injuries to go your way, that you're not getting a lot of the bad breaks. We got COVID also in the middle of all of this. I mean, at this point, look, I thought it was an 8-8 team at best. Now they're looking like they can get to 10. I don't know about 12 right now. You know what I mean? Let me wait a couple more weeks to see what the hell's going on with all of this. But there's no doubt. Listen, we got a lot more hope now than we did. All I want you guys to do is don't think about 12 wins right now. Don't think about 13. Don't think about winning 10 in a row. Don't think about the Super Bowl. Don't think about any of that, man. Let's just enjoy this week. You know that cliche that players and coaches do all the time, that we go week to week here and we don't think about? I think we should do the same thing. I think we don't need to get ahead of ourselves, because that just builds stuff up for no reason, right? I think we're better off just looking at this game and enjoying what's going to go on Sunday. That's kind of the way I would handle it.